Welcome to the Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. At the conclusion of the 5th Annual The Generation Youth Summit, we enter the hum of excitement to join our own evangelists on the floor. Don't miss this quick recap of God's distinct work over these few days, as well as a challenge for the upcoming year.
Welcome to the Generation Podcast. I'm Bobby Bosler, and I'm sitting next to Dr. Jim Van Gelderen here in the lobby of Falls Baptist Church. Here in just a few minutes ago, we ended the final service of the 2019 The Generation Youth Summit here in Menominee Falls, October 16, 17, 18, 2019. It's been an incredible week here. God has worked in a very deep way. And everywhere I'm hearing reports of just clarity of understanding, clear direction for decisions going home and how God is going to use them to turn the world upside down for Jesus Christ.
That's been great, Brother Bob. We're right here in the lobby of Falls Baptist Church. It's been the host church here of the Generation Youth Summit. And this year, God led us to a theme, 0-100. Some of you may have heard the message, but it's a simple message that's based on many different passages of Scripture. And really is the idea that it's 0% my will, 100% God's will. I think we all get that part, but it's not just that. It's a 0% dependence on our strength, 100% dependence on God's strength. And I believe many young people got a hold of that simple truth. And when you get a hold of that truth, God's will, now you realize He can enable me to do the impossible. And that's what thrills us, many young people getting a greater vision for their life and surrendering to God's call in their life. Because in many cases, I think you'd understand too, Bob, you run across it, I do too, of young people who draw back from God's will because they don't believe they can do it.
Right. They think they're weak, and because they're weak, that God could never use them. And we heard this morning that God doesn't want us to draw back because of our weakness. He wants us to embrace our weakness, because in our weakness, God's strength shows up. And I do believe in many ways God's strength did show up this week. I know for me, I was feeling pretty weak heading into the week myself, and I know the Lord delivered me, and it was exciting just to see God use me here this week. And, you know, the young people, it was neat just to see God take them from dealing with sin issues and things that would hinder to these young people crying out, "Lord, I need you," prayers, and getting a vision for how God could use them to do the impossible. It's just a very, very stirring time. Then the service here tonight.
It was an outstanding finish. There's no doubt about it. In fact, I think the service, of course, tonight, we had a missionary who served for decades in Indonesia and really was led of the Lord to be used greatly in reaching a people group called the Dani or the Dani. And it was certainly a blessing to hear Brother Scoville give that testimony of how God reached that people group. Kind of was a culmination. In fact, really, it's honestly the whole week, every message is built upon it. And we don't sit down and try to work that out. God just simply did it. And maybe, perhaps, Brother Bosler, you can give them the information of how to listen to the progression, because I'd encourage anybody to listen to these messages.
Okay, so you go to thegeneration.org, and on the top of the page, on the Youth Summit page, it may take me a couple days to get this all up, but on the Youth Summit page, I'm going to have a section at the very top that will simply be a list of all of the sermons. And here's what I would encourage you to do. Listen through them in order.
Yes.
Listen to them in order. Don't just skip around and pick a message you think sounds good. Listen to them in order. There will be a bunch of workshops that are going to all start with 0-100, like 0-100 in your home, 0-100 in your school, and so on. Those ones, you can listen through them all, but those all happen basically at the same time. The message before them, though, 0-100 from Dr. Jim, that's a key sermon as well. But listen to them all from the start to the finish. And maybe you're listening and you couldn't come to the Youth Summit, or maybe you're listening and you did come and you just need to go back and listen to some more of these sermons. Do that. But especially, I know we've got a whole group of folks in other countries and other continents. A shout out to you in Australia. Shout out to some of you all in other places. And you may not have been able to come, but you can benefit from this preaching. Prepare your heart and go through and listen to all the sermons.
Yes, no doubt about it. Each sermon God used, it was progression. We just here in the lobby of Falls Baptist Church, and Pastor Matt Weber just walked by. I want Matt to say something. Matt, why don't you just give a brief word, because really we're burdened for this generation to get a hold of their great commission to reach the world. And so Pastor Matt Weber was saved at 28 years old from a life of just addiction and hurt, and God is doing a great work in his life. And I'm just going to ask him to spend just a few moments just to cast a vision of what God's done for him, what we know he can do in the life of any young person who finds themselves in bondage tonight. So, Brother Weber?
Well, it's simple, Brother Jim, and thank you for the opportunity. God is a miracle worker. He can do miracles. And if he can get a drug addict like me out of the dregs of sin and lift me up and put me on solid ground and use me in the ministry here in Wisconsin and church planning and all the different things that God's doing in my life, he can do it with anybody. It doesn't matter what their background is or what failures they have in their life. And, you know, the theme here this year has been 0-100. And if we just give ourselves wholly to Jesus, he'll do anything with us. So I'm excited to be a part of what God's doing here and excited to see what God's going to do with the rest of my life. So appreciate the opportunity.
If you're a newcomer to the podcast here at The Generation, if you look up Matt's name, you get his testimony, a full testimony on one of his podcasts. Brother Bowser, you might give more direction on that. But
yeah, I'll include a link to that in the show notes below, or in the podcast description here, definitely a link to his testimony. He gave that a few years at the Youth Summit, and it was definitely a powerful thing. You know, one of the things I liked this year, too, was how the competitions went. Can you say anything about that?
It was an unbelievable. I know it's not the main thing, but it was just some great competition. We had optimum weather, but the four teams kept bouncing back and forth. Nobody really knew who was going to win. And Mountain Dew, which really honestly was on the bottom on the first day, ended up on the top today. But every team did extremely well. And I think, I don't know about you, I thought the kids had a blast.
I think so too. Yeah, they enjoyed themselves very much. One highlight to me, it was the Generation Youth Summit history.
Sure.
We did a burping contest. And yeah. I know some people might recoil at that. But the thing that was pretty amazing was the three guys who competed, they weren't that impressive, but the young lady that got up, she blew them out of the water.
Yeah, anyway, might have been the funniest skit of the week, even though it wasn't supposed to be a skit. It was, I saw the adults were just absolutely could not stand up straight. They were laughing so hard.
But
you got to come. If you've never been to a Youth Summit, you just have to come. I mean, who knows what will happen, but God has worked every time in the 5 years we've done this, and it's been outstanding. Next year, it's October 14 to 16, 2020, and thegeneration.org/summit, and you can get the information. But it's worth it, even if you have to buy a plane ticket. You get on it ahead of time. There are many markets get into Milwaukee decently, and many kids come from really a great distance. We have them from Maine. We have them from Florida. We have them from Georgia, Tennessee.
Texas this
year. Texas, so they're from quite a ways away. As well as the states that are close.
Yeah, and you know, the thing that I love is young people are gathering from all over the country, and they're not just gathering to have fun, though we definitely have fun. I believe many of these young people come because they know they're going to be with other people that believe that God can do something great with their life. You know, they know they're not going to come to a place where people are just going to talk down about them or say you're hopeless or impossible. They hear that enough at home many times. But they get a vision for their lives, that God can use them despite their faults, despite their failures. God can enable them to literally turn the world upside down for Jesus Christ. And it's amazing to see a young person who comes with hopelessness in their eyes and leave with that look of hope, that glimmer of hope.
I think that's the Degenerating Youth Summit. It's not that we don't shy away from dealing with sin. Believe me, we are going to deal with the fact that sin's killing this generation.
Right.
But we don't leave them in despair. Our burden is to point him, hey, Jesus can cleanse you, he can restore you, he can give you victory where you've been defeated, you just got to biblically deal with your sin, and then God can do great things in and through your life. And I believe many young people got a glimmer of hope. Some of them got way more than a glimmer. I mean, they're leaving with hope they never thought they could have.
Yeah. Amen. Well, this has been a wonderful week, and you know, the theme of the summit is the theme of the generation, total surrender to God.
Amen.
And total dependence on his power, and I'm telling you, if all of us will do this, we can shake this world for Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you check out those sermons, and we will, I'm sure we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining The Generation, please visit thegeneration.org. That's T-H-E-E generation.org.